This episode is brought to you by Habit Aware. My Keen 2 brings awareness to my trichotillomania by giving my wrist a gentle hug or vibration when I'm doing the scanning behavior. Bring awareness into your life by visiting barbaralally.com/habitaware and use code LALLYLOVE for 10% off. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Trick Talks. My name is Barbara Lally, and today we are reading from my book, The Trickster Diaries. Pitiful in Paris. Traveling to Paris is a dream come true for most people. The Eiffel Tower, the Arc de Triomphe, Notre Dame, and the Louvre. I couldn't believe I was going to see all of that in person. I enjoyed the Disney movie The Hunchback of Notre Dame, and was most excited to see that. On one hand, I felt like the luckiest girl in the world. On the other, I felt like the unluckiest. Did I really have to go to Paris looking like this? At this point in my life, my eyebrows were grown in. Yay! But my eyelashes were completely gone, and I had bangs because I was pulling my hair out from the front of my head. Boo! Facially, I was a mess. Things were growing in, things were being pulled out, I was all over the place. Knowing that there would be so many, many pictures being taken, I had to suck it up and smile. Part of me knew that these pictures were important. When would we ever be in Paris again? But another, seemingly more powerful part of me wanted to erase any trace of my trichotillomania. If there is no proof, then I can pretend it didn't happen, right? I ran into another problem on this trip. I forgot I had a new bald spot and asked my mom to braid my hair. My mom is really good at doing hair. It was her profession before I was born, and when I was growing up, she would put my hair into these amazing braids and elaborate styles. I loved everything she did. Just as we were getting ready to leave for the day, I asked her if she could give me a French braid. After all, we were in France. Nothing out of the ordinary, she agreed. I'm sitting in the chair, and my mom begins to braid when I realize something. I have a new bald spot. Oh no, I think. It would be strange to have her stop now. Maybe she won't notice. Then, without saying anything, I know that she does. My mom's hands freeze mid-braid. I hear her exhale in a way that causes me great sadness. I can feel her disappointment, even without her saying anything. Finally, she speaks. Barbara, there's a new bald spot. At this point, I wonder about lying again, but she knows that I'm aware of what I'm doing. Lying would be pointless. So I sit there in silence until I finally decide on what to say, which ends up being, I'm sorry. My mom finishes braiding my hair. Many of the photographs that you see me post on social media are from this trip to Paris, France. And I feel so lucky that I actually have these photos because as I was writing this book, I realized, oh my gosh, I actually don't think I have many pictures. I have to reach out to my parents and see if there's something that they have for me. And lo and behold, one of the photo albums that I brought with me to Florida had those pictures. And so I'm incredibly grateful to have them. You can see very clearly my missing eyelashes. You can see my hair growing in, my bangs, and the regrowth from where I pulled from my scalp. And like I said, I'm very, very happy to have these pictures. I remember all of these moments so vividly, and to look back and actually have that photographic evidence is kind of strange if you think about it. I mean, these memories are so crystal clear, and then I'm like, wow, that little girl is me. The little girl in the photo, of course, is me, duh. But, you know, thinking about those feelings and seeing her little face and being like, wow, I had a lot of thoughts going on right now. And I must say, just a random side note, my style for this trip, like besides my trichotillomania in back then in my head, kind of ruining the vibe of this trip, like I was a stylish little girl. My mom had taken me to Express. I had all these like two-piece sets, like matching these outfits. I love my little collared shirts and my pants and my little flats. Like I looked so stinking cute, and so I feel pretty chic in these pictures. I'm glad that I have them, and I'm glad that they show my Trichotillomania mania because I would have been very upset if I didn't have these photos. I was upset at the time having them taken, but I would have been more upset not having them for the future. Bubblegum brilliance. One day, my mom came to me with another great idea. She suggested I try press-on nails from the drugstore. They were cute, easy to apply, and worked pretty well in stopping my eyelash pulling. I was excited to have these fake nails, and I tried my best to keep them on and looking nice. One afternoon, I was packing up my book bag near my school locker when my thumbnail popped right off. I went straight into panic mode. With this nail off, will I start pulling my eyelashes out again? Will my mom be mad? My 12-year-old brain instantly came up with a solution. I was a genius. I would take a little piece off of the gum I was chewing and use it to stick the nail to my thumb. Problem fixed. I feel it is important to point out that my fake nail was clear and my gum was bright pink. It looked ridiculous, but I was proud of myself. Crisis averted. Fake nails too? It might sound like every little girl's dream to have their nails done professionally every 2 weeks, and at first it was for me too. Another wonderful idea my mom had was to have me fitted for acrylic nails. Her thought process was if I couldn't use my real nails to pull, I would stop pulling. The acrylic nails were also longer than my real nails, so an additional thought was that I'd poke myself in the eye, a painful reminder to stop. This method actually did work for a period of time. The nails made even the smallest things much harder for me to do. For example, opening up a soda can was scary. I didn't want to break a nail. Putting on jewelry, such as a necklace or earrings, was now practically impossible. I was frustrated, but I knew this was good for me. Over time, I learned to use my nails, and they felt natural to me. This is where things went south. I was eventually able to use my nails almost as efficiently as a pair of tweezers. Just because I was unable at first to successfully pull out my eyelashes doesn't mean I didn't try to every single day. I still wanted those eyelashes out. I figured out a way to hold my nails just right, and once again, eyelashes were missing. Of course, once my mom found out about my tweezer fingers, the nails were promptly removed. I was sad. I loved getting my nails done. But I understood my mom's perspective as well. There was no use paying for something that didn't help. I'll try it. Fake glasses and headbands and fake nails, oh my! If you think it will work, I will give it a try. Anything really that might help me stop. No idea is stupid or over the top. Over the period of like 2 years, when I first developed trichotillomania, I tried so many different things, and there was some success in that. There were things that I have used as an adult in my teenage years, young adulthood, that I've gone back to because I've had moments of success with them at such a young age. I think it's important to realize that you may have to try so many things. There's probably not one thing that's going to cure everything, but there are things that are going to help. And although, like my tweezer fingers, acrylic nails are things that I've gone back and forth with throughout my life. Once I'm able to use them as tweezers, take them off. Once I think I need them again, put them back on. And so it's things like that where if we open up our mind and are willing to try new things to help us, we may see that there are things that we come back to all the time. I often talk about having this BFRB toolkit that I use where I accumulate all the things that I've used throughout my lifetime, and I go back in there and I try things over and over again. And so I'm really proud of my family. We all learned about trichotillomania at the same time, and I'm proud of all the things that we tried together and that I can use some of these things to this day. Big claps for the Lally Botwins. Big claps. True Life. On MTV, there was a show called True Life that would highlight young people and their careers, families, disorders, addictions, and much more. As a young person, I was a huge fan of the show. I will never forget how I felt when I realized they had an episode featuring someone with trichotillomania. It was the first time I saw someone else with the same disorder I had. I was watching MTV like I always did when a commercial for True Life came on. As I was watching, I realized it showed someone with trichotillomania. I instantly jumped out of bed and ran to get my mom. They have Trick on TV! Mom! I was screaming and jumping up and down. The entire family rushed to the TV. We watched together in total silence and utter disbelief as they featured someone else in the world living with what I had. Wow. We realized we were not alone in this. We were all so happy, excited even, that we were able to watch someone else's experience. For so long, I felt totally alone. After that episode, I knew that I wasn't. I had butterflies. We ended up recording the episode. My mom called all of our family members and told them to watch the episode as well. We talked about it for weeks. It's funny to think that one episode of MTV's True Life brought my family such joy. Isolated. I thought I was alone in this journey, struggling to stop with all of my might. Out of everyone in the world, that can't be right. Looking for someone who does what I do. At last, I found you. Is it really true? Trick is something you suffer from too? Elated, excited, ecstatic, and more. Delighted, I don't feel alone anymore.
Did you know Habit Aware also offers virtual peer coaching? This one-to-one peer-based program will coach you through shifting mindset, practicing healthy strategies, and creating your personal roadmap to recovery. To work with me, Ellen, or Anila, head over to habitaware.com/coaching today.
Do you want us to tell the school? When my trichotillomania didn't seem to be slowing down, my parents asked me, "Do you want us to tell the school?" I almost fainted. That was the worst idea I had ever heard. Honestly, I couldn't imagine anything worse. All of the students and teachers finding out would just make them stare at me even more than they already were. It was a firm no from me, and my parents never broached the subject again. As I reflect back on this memory, I'm filled with love and gratitude toward my parents. My parents were trying their hardest to figure out what to do. No one we knew had this disorder. We were all figuring it out as we went along. I know they thought that if everyone was aware I was struggling, then they wouldn't make fun of me. Teachers might even be able to stop me from doing it or notice when I was doing it the most and tell my parents. They just wanted what was best for their daughter. I may have missed an opportunity to educate others and spread awareness. But my mental health wasn't in a place to do so. I hope I'm making up for it now. So I stand by young me. I think that I just wasn't there. I mean, I didn't even start talking openly about my trichotillomania until I was like 27 and a half. So little me in middle school is not ready to tell the school, tell the kids, tell the no freaking way. I don't know if I would have had a positive experience if my parents told them. I feel like I probably wouldn't have. I feel like it would have been like, everybody knows that I'm doing this thing, and I also know, and I know that they know, and they know that I know. I just don't think it would have meshed really well. I would not have enjoyed that. I stand by my decision 100%. I know that I am making up for it now. Something that's funny is I went to the same school from first grade to 12th grade, so I have people from my school ages who have known me during the time I had trichotillomania, and they follow me on Instagram now, so they see all my trichotillomania content. I also even have a teacher or two. Now they know, and I'm sure they knew back then. I mean, it's quite obvious, but now they know that not only did I have the disorder that they maybe thought I had, or something was going on, but that I'm confident enough to share about it now. And so, like I said, I do stand by my decision to not share, but I'm definitely sharing now. One might even say, oversharing. Psych. You should be more confident. How can I be confident when I don't love what I see? How can I be confident when my hair is gone because of me? How can I be confident when a windy breeze can ruin my day? You should be more confident. What a stupid thing to say. You are beautiful, no matter what they say. You are beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring you down. Christina Aguilera's Beautiful came out when my trichotillomania was at its absolute worst. To create a mental image, I had no eyebrows, no eyelashes, and a big bald spot on my head. I wore fake glasses, drew on my eyebrows, and either wore a thick headband or had bangs. Because of all that, I did not feel beautiful. I felt hideous. Yet somehow this song became my anthem. It was emotional, powerful, and vulnerable, all at the same time. I have many fond memories of my family in the car blasting this song when it came on the radio as a tribute to me. Ugly. I am beautiful, no matter what they say. But what if they say I'm ugly, and I truly feel that way? Barbara. Beautiful, they called me, but I did not feel that way. All that I could think to do was focus on my pain, remembering that trichotillomania was to blame. Beautiful, they called me, I began to feel that way, allowing myself the ups and downs that came from day to day, realizing that my beauty was more than just my hair, aware my beauty came from my heart, my smile, and everywhere. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Trick Talks. I hope you have enjoyed my reading from the Trickster Diaries. You can get yours on Amazon or a signed copy directly from me at barbaralally.com. See you next time.